Hey, what up? It's Sean Mack's Backstage Pass for October the 2nd, 2019. Today is Wednesday. I'm Sean. How are you? Starting to get excited here. We're only just a couple days away now from ACL. We're going to be broadcasting live from ACL, by the way, all weekend this weekend and all weekend next weekend. I'm super excited. We got some very exciting interviews lined up. I can't say who yet, but I'm excited. Very excited. I don't want to say who, because then, like, what if, like, said person gets, like, the flu or something and then doesn't show up? And then you're like, Sean, you promised an interview with this person. Or maybe I get the flu. I don't know. I think I'm going to be okay. So, anyway, we're excited for ACL this weekend. Speaking of ACL, one more chance. I want to mention this before we actually do the contest. It's going to be tomorrow around noon or so. What you want to do is you want to have that radio.com app, which is free in your app store. Enable notifications on it. Favorite Mix 94.7. We're going to send out a push notification tomorrow for your chance to try to get that ACL VIP status for weekend two. Very exciting stuff. Very excited. What else is going on today? A couple of things we've been talking about here. In case you never listened to the Backstage Pass and you're like, what is this? What am I listening to? Basically, we kind of take a few minutes to expound on stuff that we have been talking about on the show. But the show is mostly music, so this is obviously all talk. Basically like a little miniature podcast, a little tiny podcast. You can pet it on its head, you know, give it a treat. A little tiny podcast. Before we get into that, hey, ACL this week is going to be hot. So if you are going to ACL this weekend, make sure you dress accordingly. Make sure you stay hydrated. It's going to be a hot one. Temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. Not much cooler in the evening either, you know, 80s. And plus, don't forget, you're also going to be in crowds of people, which also does not lend itself to being any cooler. So just be prepared. Drink plenty of water. They'll have water stations and stuff. I guess you can bring in an empty water bottle or a Camelback, and then you can fill it up, you know, on the reg once you're in there. Okay, back to stuff we're talking about today. I just saw that Jimmy Choo... I think Heather put this up. Jimmy Choo is putting out a diamond encrusted sneaker that runs about $3,000. I have another exorbitant clothing item I'll talk about right after this in terms of price. So if you don't want to get those dirty, you should just never wear them. Who would wear Jimmy Choo diamond sneakers? People who wouldn't mind losing diamonds, I guess, because... some of those have to pop off, right? It's like, you know, you lose an earring just by, like, living your everyday life. Imagine wearing diamond shoes. You'd just be constantly paranoid about them falling off or getting dirty. Like, they'd be getting dirty all the time. This would not be a good look. Imagine wearing them to ACL. You'd be covered in dust and, I don't know, mustard from a hot dog or who knows what could happen. How do you even wash those? Are they dishwasher safe? I don't even know. Problems I won't have because I will not be buying them because I do not have $4,000 to spend on diamond sneakers. Another thing I don't have money for, or the figure for, is Jennifer Lopez's Versace dress, the one that she wore here recently. I guess not the original one that she wore. Was that, what did she wear that for? The VMAs? Or the Grammys? One of those. Anyway, in case you missed it, a month or two ago, she wore a even skimpier version of the original one. I think she's, you know, she's 50 years old now, just rocking it. So good for her. But you can now buy, not that exact one, you can buy the replica one of it. Any guesses on how much that is? I'll give you a hint. It's a Versace. Okay. It's about $9,000, so... it's a pricey dress. Again, you can buy your $9,000 Versace dress with your $3,000 sneakers. And then you get just $12,000 of issues walking around. It's a pretty expensive Halloween costume, too, if you want to dress up like Jennifer Lopez for Halloween. Maybe go with a replica of the replica there. Get that $40 version. Especially if you're walking on, like, Rainy Street. You want to, like, get all types of dirt on your Versace dress and your diamond sneakers. One more thing before I get out of here. Actually, one more thing about clothing real quick. Will Smith is doing a Fresh Prince clothing line, apparently. 90s fashion, man. 90s fashion is super back. Hopefully you dress more like Will and less like Carlton on those clothing items. Finally, I was talking about Halloween candy yesterday, how the new most popular Halloween candy in the country this year is M&M's, beat out peanut butter cups. And now I read a survey today about the most popular candies by state. Top three for Texas. Number three, Sour Patch Kids. Super underrated. Always good. Number two, Starburst. Most are good. Some people have issues with certain flavors of Starburst. I like all of the Starburst. I don't know. Just depends on the mood. Number one is the aforementioned peanut butter cups. No M&Ms in sight. There you go. Fun facts to close out today's Backstage Pass. All right, have a wonderful night. Don't forget about that contest tomorrow. Details right here at mix947.com on the front page. We'll do it again. Sean Mack's Backstage Pass.